News release Timmins Police Service. The Timmins Police Service has arrested and charged a total of 7 persons with a number of criminal code and drug possession offenses stemming from the execution of 2 search warrants, one at a Kirby residence and the other at a Joseph Street address yesterday morning. Based on an ongoing drug investigation conducted by the Drug Enforcement Section of the Timmins Police Service while working in conjunction with platoon officers, the OPP and the Timmins Police ERT team, 2 search warrants were executed allowing entry into the separate residences. As a result of the search warrant executed at the Joseph Street address, along with a .22 caliber handgun, the following exhibits were seized as evidence by the Timmins Police Service: crack cocaine 33.6 grams, cocaine 233.7 grams, crystal methamphetamine 163.5 grams, methamphetamine tablets, estimated at 11,069 tablets perp, fentanyl, heroin, 70 grams blue, fentanyl, heroin, 10.4 g green, fentanyl, heroin, 8.5 gram psilocybin, 38.5 grams Percocet, 40 tablets, a large quantity of suspected counterfeit pills along with other unknown prescription pills, Canadian currency estimated to be over $5,000. The total street value of all drugs seized is estimated to be $151,765. As a result of the incident, Stephanie Rose Farrow, 36, Stefan Ayatale, 23, and Elliot Jack Sullivan, 39, all of Timmins, have been arrested and charged respectively with 5 counts of possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking contrary to the Controlled Drug and Substances Act, possession of property obtained by crime contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, possession of a restricted or prohibited weapon contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, unauthorized possession of a firearm contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, unauthorized possession of a restricted or prohibited weapon contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, 3 counts of careless storage of a firearm contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, 2 counts of knowledge of unauthorized possession of a restricted or prohibited weapon contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Ayatale stands charged with additional counts of personation with intent to mislead contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, 3 counts of fail to comply with release order contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. They remain in police custody at present awaiting a bail hearing slated for this morning at Provincial Court in Timmins to answer to the charges laid against them. As a result of the search warrant executed at the Kirby Street address, the following exhibits were seized as evidence by the Timmins Police Service: 14.9 grams of green fentanyl, 3 bundles of Canadian currency. These exhibits are still being processed, however it is believed to be under $5,000. The total street value of the fentanyl seized as evidence is approximately $8,940. As a result of the incident, Gavon Miles, 26 of Windsor, and Daniel Gian, 25 of Richmond Hill, have been arrested and charged respectively with possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking contrary to the Controlled Drug and Substances Act, possession of property obtained by crime contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Gian stands charged with 2 additional counts of fail to comply with release order contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. Additionally, Stephen Fleming, 30 of Timmins, and Roxanne Label, 50, were arrested at the scene as both are wanted persons pursuant to respective arrest warrants stemming from their criminal involvement in previous and unrelated incidents. Fleming stands charged with an additional count of fail to comply with release order contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. They, Gian, Miles, Fleming, remain in police custody at present awaiting a bail hearing slated for this morning at Provincial Court in Timmins to answer to the charges laid against them. Label remains in police custody at present awaiting a bail hearing slated for this morning at Provincial Court in Timmins to have her arrest warrant matter addressed.